Welcome to this podcast about Yolik Point and Nuka Bay in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Yolik Point is the site of a historical Aleutic village in Nuka Bay on the outer coast of the Kenai Peninsula in present-day Kenai Fjords National Park, about 61 miles southwest of Seward and 47 miles east of Nunwalik, Alaska. Yolik Bay, at the southwest entrance to the west arm of Nuka Bay, was named for the village in 1911 by Ulysses S. Grant and Daniel F. Higgins of the U.S. Geological Survey and Northwestern University. The bay is about 1 mile wide at its mouth and extends 2.8 miles west into the Kenai Mountains. Nuka Bay is a prominent embayment along the southeast coast of the Kenai Peninsula. It trends north from the Pie Islands for about 8 miles before splitting into two deep, narrow fjords. The east arm extends 21 miles northeast into the rugged Kenai Mountains, while the west arm runs 5 miles north-northwest before dividing into North Arm and Beauty Bay. The surrounding mountains belong to the Chugach Prince William composite terrain, an accretionary complex exposed along roughly 1,370 miles of south-central Alaska's coast and among the thickest worldwide. Most of the terrain comprises trench fill, turbidites deposited between 75 and 52 million years ago during the late Cretaceous and early Paleogene, later uplifted and folded with igneous intrusions forming crystalline rocks. This geological legacy testifies to a complex tectonic history that continues to shape the landscape. Gray wacky dominates local geology, varying from light to dark gray and from fine to coarse. Rugged topography and near vertical cliffs complicate overland travel. Nuka Bay opens directly into the Gulf of Alaska, and its waters can become rough during storms and strong onshore winds. Alpine glaciers occupy many stream valleys, while ice fields and snow fields cover terrain above 2,000 feet. A dense spruce forest blankets most of the bedrock from high tide to about 500 feet. Few ice-free flat areas with fresh water exist. One such location lies tucked behind Yolik Point at the entrance to Yolik Bay. The Aleutic Sugpiat are one of eight Alaska Native peoples who have inhabited south-central Alaska's coastal fringe for over 7,500 years. Their traditional homelands include Prince William Sound, the outer Kenai Peninsula, the Kodiak Archipelago, and the Alaska Peninsula. Sugpiat means real person and was the term they used to describe themselves before European contact. At the time of Russian colonization, distinct regional groups emerged, each speaking a slightly different dialect of the Aleutic language. They share many cultural practices with other coastal peoples, especially the Aleut Unangan of the Aleutian Islands and the Yupik of the Bering Sea coast, a similarity that anthropologists attribute to a distant common ancestry. Aleutic derives from Aleut, the term Russian fur traders, the Promishlengi, used to label all native peoples of southwestern Alaska despite differences in language, culture, and history. Aleut, meaning coastal dweller, comes from a Siberian language. Russian traders applied the term to the peoples they encountered in the Aleutian Islands, the Alaska Peninsula, and the Kodiak Archipelago. Today, Aleut still refers to the native peoples of the Aleutian Islands, though Unangan, traditionally meaning we the people, has become more common. In their own language, the Sugpiat pronounce the Russian-introduced word Aleut as Aleutic. Russian subjugation of the Aleutic began in 1784 after the massacre at Awauuk, or Refuge Rock, off Sitkalidak Island, near present-day Old Harbor on Kodiak Island. Traditionally, the Sugpiat led a coastal lifestyle. They lived in semi-subterranean homes called seaclock or barabaras and subsisted primarily on ocean resources such as salmon, halibut, and whales hunted from skin-covered boats. They also supplemented these foods with berries and land mammals. Historical records of villages along the outer coast of the Kenai Peninsula remain incomplete. Known sites west of Seward include an unnamed settlement at Verdant Cove in Ayalik Bay, Yalik Village in Nuka Bay, and Nuna Tunak in Rocky Bay. Yalik is the only settlement that retained its name into the historic period. In the 1830s, a trading post and Russian Orthodox chapel were established at Yalik. Church records document baptisms and other clerical activities. The 1867 Alaska Purchase transferred the territory from Russia to the United States. In 1872, the Alaska Commercial Company opened a store in Yalik Bay, with employees from English Bay regularly restocking it into the 1880s. The store's exact location is unknown. It may have been near the village on the North Shore or farther into the bay, and it likely offered a subset of the English Bay Station's merchandise, including dry goods, cloth, shoes, cooking utensils, religious items, toiletries, specialty products, and various hunting and fishing equipment. Records show that English Bay employees made regular trips to Yalik Bay, likely for fur purchases, and that the station paid monthly wages to the village chief. Intertwined economic and cultural forces, trade, religion, and environmental shifts played a decisive role in the region's settlement patterns. Yalik residents, known as Yalemut, formed an independent band. Ivan Petrov's 1880 census recorded 32 people. Yalik was abandoned by 1890, likely due to declining sea otter populations, an 1884 influenza epidemic, and the Russian Orthodox Church's efforts to consolidate remote villages. Because of their devout faith and the difficulty of servicing isolated locales, residents were urged to move to English Bay near the main church. Eventually, these factors ultimately compelled indigenous communities to abandon their ancestral homelands. Gradually, the outer coast population dwindled. By the 1950s, the last community, Port Chatham, had been abandoned, with nearly everyone relocating to Nanwalik or Port Graham. These shifts reflect broader patterns of cultural consolidation and economic change along the Kenai coast. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.